Foreword by Hal Zena Bennett, Ph.D. Hal Zena Bennett is the author and or co-author of more than 30 successful books on holistic health, spirituality, and human consciousness. His most recent books are Zuni Fetishes, Using Native American Objects for Meditation, Reflection, and Insight, and Lens of Perception, a breakthrough book on human consciousness and the powers of perception. I first met Elliot Cowan nearly 10 years ago when I was asked to work with him on an article on plant spirit medicine for Shaman's Drum magazine. At the time, he had been working with plant spirits for less than 3 years. He'd been getting excellent results from his efforts and was attempting to integrate what he was learning with his very successful work as an acupuncturist in Sacramento. I was intrigued by Elliot's writings, in part because of my own interest in holistic health and shamanism. I had read about the healings of indigenous peoples throughout the world who cured with plant spirits, and the process had intrigued me. However, the idea that plants have spirits and that humans are capable of communicating with them ran against the grain of all I'd been taught through my formal education. Yet, it was clear from talking and reading about healings that had taken place in this way that there was something to it, and that people truly had received miraculous healings through the medicine men and women who practiced this process. There is a part of me that even now holds on to my faith in the scientific method, insisting on proof, at least in the form of well-documented empirical evidence. Yet my own experiences with ancient shamanistic practices long ago convinced me that there is an unseen reality which impacts our lives profoundly, yet which science has been unable to validate. The work I did with Elliot Cowan on his first article opened my eyes, and I began looking at plants in a new way. I had always felt nurtured in nature, feeling the spirit of the forests during walks in the woods, and recognizing how very deeply touched I was by flowers or by eating vegetables freshly picked from our own garden. Perhaps, I reasoned, my responses to the vegetable world went deeper than aesthetics.